Greg King of the Siskiyou Land Trust. I don't even believe you. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing well, and it's actually Conservancy. There is a Siskiyou Land Trust.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, I don't believe it either. When we first saw this, I mean, I've been working on this issue for 14 years, you know, the pesticide inundation up at the Smith River Plain surrounding the estuary, and I've never seen anything this egregiously wrong from even the locals up there. I mean, the Ag Department up there is pretty bad, but, I mean, the State Department of Pesticide Regulation. But we got an email from the guy at DPR who wrote the press release, Mark Robertson, I hope I get his name right. He said, oh, you're right. They didn't reduce pesticides by 50%. Now, they did actually increase pesticides by 65% in the 20-year period we covered, but they're still getting the award for reducing pesticides. So I couldn't believe it either. The award is actually going to the Easter Lily Research Foundation, which helps to come up with the chemical cocktail with which they grow 95% of all Easter Lily bulbs used in the United States and Canada up there on the Smith River Plain. And what we're finding and what the State Water Quality Board is finding is that not only are they using a couple of really bad pesticides and more pounds per acre than anywhere else in California, which is really saying something, but these pesticides are getting into the surface waters of the most important coho salmon stream left in California.
Greg King, I still don't believe you. You put links up that show pesticide use report. And by the way, to untangle one of the acronyms that you use, the DPR is the California Department of Pesticide Regulation.
Yes.
So you sourced it, and I don't know enough about the documents, but on its face, it actually does look like I should believe you. You got an email from Mark Robertson, as you said, over at the California Department of Pesticide Reduction. And regulation, rather.
Right.
I'm not going to believe you until you send me that email. Can you do that?
Yes, I will send it to you. Do you want me to do it right now while we're talking?
No, in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so seriously, the reason that they gave you for the award being given to these Smith River lily farmers is what?
Then they backed up and they said, well, they're working on it. They are working on reducing pesticide use. However, the pesticide use went from, in 1992, 180,000 pounds on less than 1,000 acres surrounding the estuary. I mean, that alone is pretty bad, to 297,000 pounds in 2012. So that doesn't sound to me like they're working on it. And in fact, because I've been doing this for 14 years, I can tell you that they are not working on reducing pesticides. What they work on is getting the chemical cocktail correct to wipe out their nematodes and the funguses that attack the lilies. And they're not really trying, or maybe they have and it just didn't work, but to reduce pesticides. But we know that they can be grown without pesticides because Easter lilies have been grown there since 1919, and pesticides didn't come in really until the 1950s.
Right. Now, in this email that you posted, again, this is all at siskiyouland.org, and again, Greg King, I still don't believe you, it says from this person, the error in the press release has been corrected. The error was caused by the inadvertent condensation of two unrelated sentences that was used as the basis for the press release. That's a typo.
Yeah. That is gobbledygook. And, you know, we're used to that, I think, you know, from our regulators in Sacramento and Washington. But this, again, is pretty bad even for these guys. Now, interestingly, we just learned, and I can't believe that I didn't know this, but that two-thirds of the California Department of Pesticide Regulation's budget comes from pesticide sales. And that, to me, I think says a lot about the fox and hen house thing that's going on here. Another thing I think is going on is that the people in Sacramento really don't want to crack down even on this very small operation at the Smith River Estuary, which is huge in terms of the impact on the estuary, but small in terms of pesticide use in California, because then they have to go after everybody. And that's a lot of pesticides in California.
Well, yeah, I mean, the numbers are staggering on that, especially considering it's a scenic and wild river and it's gorgeous. We've all seen the Smith.
Yes.
Every time we drive by that, it's like, oh my God, this thing exists. It's like living in Lord of the Rings. Anyway, look, we're going to leave it there. I still don't believe you, but I look forward to getting an email from you if people want to read more about this. It is at siskiyouland.org. And lastly, Greg, you have a talk coming up.
Yes, thank you. April 2nd, Cape Buchanan Room. at 6:30 p.m. up at Humboldt State University, and we'll be looking at the entire Smith River from the headwaters to the mouth. A lot of gorgeous photos, I think. I mean, I took them, so maybe I can't say that. And then getting down into the issue at the estuary, which is, I think, fascinating. You know, even if you don't want to be hit over the head with, you know, the doom and gloom of pesticides at the estuary, it is fascinating to see the evolution of this pesticide use and the concentration there at the estuary. So hopefully you all can come. I think it's an interesting presentation.
All right. Well, that's been the debut run of I Don't Believe You. Thank you, Greg King.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Pleasure.